Welcome to the CE Pro Podcast. I'm editor Arlen Schweiger. Harman Luxury Audio is one of those marquee names in custom integration when it comes to top-tier audio performance, with acclaimed brands such as Mark Levinson, JBL and JBL Synthesis, Revel, Arcam, and Lexicon, as well as vaunted engineering and R&D teams. So what are the company and its brands up to lately to cater to current audio trends and buyers? Well, senior editor Bob Archer spoke with Harman's Jim Garrett, who's senior editor of product strategy and planning, to find out in this week's podcast episode. As always, be sure to subscribe to CE Pro's YouTube channel and hit that like button on our videos, or subscribe to the CE Pro podcast on Apple and Spotify and leave a review.
Today, we have a pretty exciting topic to discuss. We're gonna talk about home audio, the state of home audio in 2023, and where you think it is, where Harman thinks it is, and how Harman is going to address today's trends and market trends going forward.
Fantastic.
My first question, how would you describe the home audio consumer of today versus audio consumers of back when you first started in the industry?
Well, when I first started in the industry, it was a long time ago. So I think we were still dealing with A-tracks and things like that then, but no, just kidding. So I think a number of things have changed. Of course, the pandemic changed things considerably over the last few years, but I think you've got consumers that are still, everybody loves music and movies. We've got greater access to content than we've ever had before. Streaming videos, streaming audio, such an amazing way to discover new music. So people have really expanded, I think, what they're doing in their leisure time, how important music and movies are to people to relax and spend their downtime. It really affects your mood, as everyone knows. It can put you in a great place mentally. So having that access to it is great. Now, how we deal with it on the product side and how we deliver the content has changed considerably. And I think you're seeing now the whole ease of access, ease of use. People are not really wanting the complexity in their audio systems anymore. They're looking for simplistic ways. We've got entire generations of people now that have grown up with nothing really but Bluetooth speakers or soundbars or those types of things. And so, you know, they're used to, it's like, hey, I got my phone here. My content's on my phone. I'm used to pairing to something from a Bluetooth device. And there we go. It's easy to go. The days of, you know, going in and doing your research and trying to assemble component audio, match this amp to this source, to this pair of speakers. I think a lot of that has changed. Not that that doesn't still happen, but certainly has changed considerably. So as we're looking forward to it, it's how do we give people that ease of use and just get them to play music as quick as possible?
Okay. I want to kind of dovetail off that previous question by asking, how has Harman's product line responded to this evolution in the home audio market of providing components for today's consumer versus the consumer of 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, I'm sure you've noticed we've launched some of our first fully powered active loudspeakers in the JBL brand. So we've got our classic series where we had the L75 that we introduced a little over a year ago, and that was our first all-in-one unit. Part of the classic series, so it's got a really cool retro design, but then all the modern features of connectivity that people would want. We also introduced our first stereo active wireless loudspeakers, the studio monitors. The 4305P came out a year ago, and then the 4329P that we just introduced. And so those are cool products because it's like everything you need is all in one box. So, you know, take the thing out, get it on your network, and you're streaming content. You can pair your mobile device to it. In the case of something like the L75, I've got an HDMI input, so I could connect my TV to it. I got audio for video now. So we're seeing a lot of those things that are there. But at the same point in time, while that's great and that's that ease of use, you know, it's like the speaker's all you need. There are still a lot of people that are interested in that component audio experience. Physical media, of course, has been growing as we've seen, you know, both sales of vinyl and sales of CDs that have been increasing of late. That's something that we're still investing in as well. We just introduced at CES a complete range of the classic series electronics. So we've got all this modern features and connectivity with a very distinctive retro design around those products. Our Arcam brand continues to do well in traditional component audio. And then when you get to the true luxury market, that I think has shifted from you know, there's less focus on audiophiles than there is in the true luxury experiential type of consumer that just wants what's the best I can possibly have. And so for us, we've got products like Mark Levinson and our premium JBL loudspeakers that certainly serve that. So there's a broadening scale, I would say, to what we're able to do now and attract all of these different customers, from someone, again, that grew up with Bluetooth speakers to someone that's just looking for the absolute best possible experience in a hi-fi system.
All right. My next question, if you could provide listeners a little peek behind the Harman curtain and talk about how does Harman and its brands go about developing a new product or product line?
Well, there's a couple of different aspects to it. So there is the ongoing sustaining engineering part of it. How do you replace a product line that's aged out? But then there's incremental product categories. So we constantly do research. We look at industry research from major players that are out there. We talk to our dealers and our distributor partners around the world. We talk to end users and customers and see where are the opportunities coming forth? What are categories that we should be in? We want to certainly participate in things that we do well. So we're going to try to stay out of categories that we don't feel that we should be in. But, you know, the core business of hi-fi and home theater are certainly, that's our wheelhouse. So we'll take and combine all of that research and information that we have to determine where's the market going, looking at competition, of course, and also looking forward, predicting where the market's going to go. All of that comes together for our product team to develop a business case for here's a new product we want to put together. And then, you know, we're very much a science-based company as well. So all of the science and research and the technologies that go into the products weigh into this considerably as well.
Okay. I want to kind of ask you to elaborate on the R&D and science portion of the product development process. You have some very famous people working at Harman, Dr. Floyd Toole, Todd Welty, Sean Olive, kind of headline that group. How does the research that they conduct impact the products and product lines that Harman is developing?
Yeah, so those guys, well, Floyd, of course, is retired now, but Sean and Todd work as part of the Harman X group, which is a corporate research entity within Harman. And that's what they're really tasked for, is going out and developing technologies and doing research. And I think, as most people know, the work that we do is published work. So what Todd and Sean and everybody do, those papers are published. So we share that technology with the entire industry in an attempt, of course, to high tide raise all boats. Yeah, that work becomes a key part of what we do. Of course, all of the science of sound work that's been done with those gentlemen, as well as Floyd over the years, is the true foundation of what we do from a sound standpoint. You know, all of our loudspeakers are developed around the Harman acoustic curve. And that target curve is also something that we used in our headphones too. And for us with Luxury Audio, we did the first Mark Levinson headphones last year, the number 5909s. And we used that Harman target curve for headphones as our North Star and our guiding light for developing that product. We said, if we're going to make the best sounding headphone on the market, we want to use the research that those guys have put in, which is, you know, decades of listener preferences and how to properly measure headphones and really get the best sound. So we've always used that as a key part of our strategy. You know, from a technology standpoint, we develop all of our own transducers. We don't use off-the-shelf components. So we've got an amazingly talented group of engineers that I'm blessed to work with in the Northridge facility, both on the consumer side for us in luxury, but also on the pro side. So, you know, the fact that we're able to develop some industry-leading compression drivers, our horn geometry, our waveguide geometry, those are all the things that go into us making, you know, the best sounding products we feel available on the market. So again, I feel very fortunate to be working with a team of people like we have in Harman and the resources that we have at Harman.
You keep giving me perfect segues. You had mentioned the pro audio people. How does Harman's pro audio division influence how the consumer products are developed?
Well, for us within Luxury Audio, of course, we're making all the premium performance products. We manage all of the JBL loudspeakers on the consumer side, from our stage series up to the flagship JBL Everest. Everything that we do, JBL Synthesis, the current shirt that I have on here, is based on, you know, just the heart and science of what we do for acoustics in the Northridge facility. So the benefit there that we have, we've got some super bright guys on the luxury engineering team, but we're co-located with the professional division and their audio engineering team. So there's a lot of similar technologies that we use, specifically when it comes to compression drivers. What we use in our studio monitor series and our HDI series and the JBL Synthesis products, those are compression drivers that were designed in the Northridge facility in conjunction with the Harman professional team. And you'll find that a lot of those drivers that we use in those products, they use in their own products. Even, you know, some of the big tour sound systems are using the same compression drivers that we're using in, like the studio monitors, HDI, JBL Synthesis. So a lot of cross-pollination in what we're able to do. Motor designs that we do on our woofers are, you know, shared technologies across the way with what they do on the pro side of the business. So the applications can be different, but a lot of the science and the benefits that comes out of the designs that we do pay dividends on both sides of the business. So it's a great relationship to have with them.
Okay. Since our audience primarily focuses on custom install, I wanted to ask, how has the continuing growth of the custom install market influenced the luxury products and Harman's consumer products?
In the luxury space, you know, the custom installation market is a big part of what we do. We've got ranges of architectural loudspeakers from JBL and Revel. We've looked at trends and moving forth of what we do to improve the way products go in, how easy they are to install. We developed on the JBL Synthesis SCL 5, 6, 7, and 8 that were recently introduced. We came up with a new installation mechanism that we called a cat claw that just made it easier for installers to get the product in the wall, free up both hands for, you know, when you're up on a ladder trying to put something in a wall or a ceiling. So that's there. From a trend standpoint in a custom integration space, you know, interior designers are looking for ways to eliminate what we would call wall acne. You know, you've got these beautiful interiors that you put together, and then all the technology that we as an industry do just becomes, you know, pockmarks all over the walls, right? We've got the HVAC controls and lighting controls and wall outlets, and then we're putting audio in. And so all these things that get stuck all over the wall, how do you make those go away? Our JBL Conceal series that we introduced as our first invisible loudspeakers gave that ability to have no visible presence to the audio that we put into the room. And so that was something that we showed at CD Expo last year as part of the design tour that went around. And it's still an emerging category that I think a lot of interior designers and architects and decorators don't really realize even exists yet. So that's something we've been pushing to do. So, all of that, wrap it up with, again, we're always looking for how can we maximize the acoustic performance of the products in a CI space. And so you'll see a lot of that from what we did in the new Stage 2 JBL in-wall and ceiling loudspeakers, our Stage XD, weatherized speakers that we've done for outdoor applications. And then even include, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it, but include the sustainability aspects of that too, because that's another key part of the industry that whether you're CI or retail or anybody is interested in, of course, being responsible global citizens there and how we can eliminate waste and in our packaging and our products and things like that. So,
okay, my final question is, up my first half dozen questions or so have focused on the evolution of the home audio market and how Harman is pouring enormous amounts of R&D into the development of product lines that fit these new era of consumers. What is Harman doing to help dealers to ensure that these consumers are getting the highest possible, best possible experience from their Harman equipment purchases?
Well, there's a number of things that we do from the dealer standpoint. You know, of course, we try to be the best possible partners that we can be to our dealers. part of that is from an education standpoint, we've created a Harman University to help educate our dealer and distributor partners on all of our products. So that's an online LMS tool that people can go in and take these little 10-minute courses and learn all about the products. So we tried to do that, and it's excuse me, certainly helps explain the technologies, but also how to best position the products and explain the use cases and the benefits to the customers. Going out and doing experiential events in order to try to reach in consumers, another thing that we certainly do. So any opportunities to be at trade shows or public facing events where consumers can come in and experience our products, that's really for us what we're all about. And there's no replacement for being able to put somebody in front of the product and do a proper demonstration, be it a synthesis immersive audio theater or hi-fi system, one of these shows and events. And we do that globally, around the world. There are constant stream of events that are happening, road shows, as we call them, how we can get our products out on the road and in front of the consumer and let them have a chance to experience it firsthand for themselves.
I almost always forget to ask, there is one more question. And I almost always forget to ask this, but I did remember this time. Where can people go to learn more about Harman and its brands on the web?
So with us, we have multiple brands. So each one of them, you can go to the websites to learn more about the products. For our Arcam brand, that is arcam.co.uk. For our JBL Synthesis brand, that would be jblsynthesis.com. Revel is revelspeakers.com. Mark Levinson is marklevinson.com. And then for JBL, all of those previous websites are specific to us within Luxury Audio. Our JBL loudspeakers live on jbl.com, which is where all of our consumer-facing products, whether portables or party box or aftermarket car or headphones or soundbars, any of that stuff is there. And you can find a section on the website there for specialty audio, premium audio products, which is the products that we manage. Traditional JBL loudspeakers can be found there. Both architectural and in-room box loudspeakers can be found at jbl.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim. I want to thank you for taking a few moments out of your day to speak with me and the CE Pro audience. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.